Pure Selects.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Winning. It is won, whatever the battle won. I don't even, you know what? We've been talking about this all morning, Richie. Trying to lose that jargon that he visits about winning at all costs, winning the battle, winning the war, et cetera,
et cetera. There's a fine line there. I don't think you can take all, quote unquote, aggressive words or talk out of.
Well, you wouldn't be able to take it out because people won't. It isn't that they resist it, it's just so easy to use that verbiage one way or another. But I find people who use that and who mean it, use that sort of thinking and talking, to not be successful. Because when you are when you have that attitude, you're angry. There's an anger there. And most of the time, anger, especially if it's misappropriated, doesn't lead to greatness. I suppose were the days that Dwight Eisenhower was really angry, most of us were angry about the Nazis. Most of us really were angry about Hitler. We were angry about Saddam Hussein. We were angry about Nikita Khrushchev. We're angry about a lot of people who seem to get in the way of our either way of life or our having peace and freedom. There's always somebody. Maybe this falls in, for those of you who are just joining us, the Good Day program. Earlier this morning, we were talking about what really happens in this world we live in. How is it that we have such an inflated value attached to ourselves? We think we're the kings. We think we're the biggest. We're the
smartest.
What
are we supposed to do? Think that we're the worst?
No, I think you just. But I think what happens is we have an overinflated sense of our mission and our being here. Part of survival is to recognize that there are friend and foe. And I think sometimes human beings are not really great at recognizing who their friends are, to wit, some of the animals that we've killed, the animal kingdom, things that we've eliminated, and what they've done or what their elimination has done to the balance of nature.
But
we see that all the time.
Of nature.
Well,
all animals have to kill to eat.
I don't have to kill to eat unless you consider cutting off the spinach from the roots. I don't have to have meat. I have turkey. Once in a while, I'll have a sausage.
We always talk about the balance.
I kill sausage.
Right. The great balance of the universe. Mm. Okay? For something to live, something else has to die. Mm. Animals,
but eating
plants.
Things that are dead is not really good for you. It's better to eat it when it's alive. That's why vegetation is better for you than meat. Because it's alive.
There are things in meat that you need. I mean, we won't get into that. But all I'm saying is that we always talk about the great plan, okay, mm-hmm. for us, the universe, everything that lives within it. God has created this perfect little universe, mm-hmm. and it all works. There's a trade-off for everything. And we had asked Uri about this a few weeks ago, whether there is infinite space or whether there is, for every new thing that comes into the universe, something else has to go away to make room for it. And just for me to be able to live, unfortunately, or for a chimpanzee, a crocodile, a flower, something else has to give its life for that thing to live.
Yeah. Well, I think we recognize in different ways, like I don't allow my animals to be eaten. That's just the way I am. If somebody else had to sell some, then somebody else will eat some of them, but I'm not going
to
eat them.
Your animals exist to feed us.
They do, but they don't have to feed you meat. They'll feed you milk.
True.
That's the decision that I make about them. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that if you are, the word positive gets overused in our society these days. I think if you just focus on good works, good things that you do a little bit at a time, little good works become greater works. And this will not be a house of cards. It'll be a house built brick by brick by brick. That's the lesson. I was listening to Les Brown yesterday afternoon, who's a motivational speaker mm-hmm. on KFWB in the afternoon in Los Angeles. He replaced Laura Schlesinger. And he was talking, this guy is an uneducated guy. He doesn't even have a high school diploma. He has become a public speaker. He has become a philosopher. He'd become very, he had a television show, it seems to me, for a while. Then he also did a syndicated radio show. Richie, I remember him having some prominence six, seven, 8 years ago. But he lives here in Los Angeles. So when Laura Schlesinger got off the station, they put him on. And he has a more folksy approach, a more down-to-earth approach, maybe some would argue a more positive approach to fixing your life than does Laura. I mean, you can say that about Joy Brown, too, to a certain extent. Some of the people, Dr. Phil, why was I listening to her talking about Dr. Phil yesterday? Oh, I know what it was. There was somebody who was a reporter on one of the radio stations here in Los Angeles that was talking about meeting Dr. Phil, going on Dr. Phil's program to talk about this book that she was writing. And she said, you know, he really is a nice guy, but he's very standoffish. If you go up to him to try to create a conversation or engage him in conversation, he doesn't react well. Now, you could say...
Don't get too close to Dr. Phil.
Right, he doesn't want to talk to you. And Oprah's kind of like that, too. I wonder if she taught him that. The reason I ask the question is because when we, you know, you talk about all the help, the people who are winning versus those who are not, there is a certain amount of help that's available through the commercial media, whether it's Les Brown's radio program in Los Angeles or Dr. Phil's, what's his last name? Dr. Phil, yeah. Graham?
No. Oh, my Phil, God, I'm having a... Yeah.
Me too. Dr. Phil. What's Dr. Phil's last name? Neither Rich or I can think about it.
I'll get it here in a second.
800-510. McGraw.
Philip Calvin McGraw.
Yeah. Phil McGraw. That's why they call him Dr. Phil. I remember that last name. Anyway, the point here is that you take things a step at a time. You build up your success by doing good things, but you do it a little bit. You're not going to, in one day... There are very few people who can make a reputation in one day. Some people can, like the woman who's Oprah's sister. One day, everybody knows who she is.
Yep.
For that, nobody knew who she was. But she'd be nothing if it wasn't for the fact that she was Oprah's sister. Yeah, that's another thing. So will she have success? Of course, she's now been found. She'll be fine.
Ted, what's his face?
Ted Williams. Yeah, gone back to the bottle, though, apparently. Got out of rehab and...
Nah.
I hope he doesn't.
He'll be fine.
You think he'll be all right?
He's got enough support.
The lifestyle quote of the day, Richie.
Yeah, give it to me.
A scientific and social breakthrough used those words, a scientific and social breakthrough, used in the advertising slogans for Beano, the food enzyme that prevents gas from becoming a problem.
Yeah, don't blame the dog.
A scientific and social breakthrough. Social breakthrough because who wants to smell that stuff? Scientific breakthrough because they put together enough of the research to find a formula that will deal with, neutralize, if you will, the gas. But everybody has gas. You don't think Barack Obama doesn't have gas? Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you like to be a fly in the room when a little presidential gas is passed? What do you think,
Chris?
You
imagine being on camera as much as they are on camera?
All right. Yep. Well, the State of the Union last night, you got to let one fly? What happens if you have extra gas? Well, I think that's the way I think.
Yeah.
All right, 15, 14 and change, actually, after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Rich McFadden is on the diet to end all diets, the MetaFast diet. MetaFast recommended by 20,000 doctors. Safe, fast, simple, satisfied. Richie, it's been well supported. Tell us about the conversation you've had with the lady who is your nutritionist.
Laura. I had a lot of conversations with her when I first started, having questions about some of the prepared foods that they send you and how to best make them, how to use them together, and then what I was allowed to eat. And she walked me through the menus on the website and some of the information on the website to let me know. And then once I got started, I just kind of check in with her once a week just to ask a question. And I'm getting ready to make a second order for some of my food. You get a month's worth of food, and then once you start to get low, you put your second order in. And by then, it's kind of cool because you know what you like and what you want more of. So that's what I'm getting ready to do this week with her, probably.
All right. So there's lots of support. That's part of this success story. You'll learn when you talk to these people, you'll learn what the parameters are.
And she helped me understand what the diet was really about. I mean, with
what's it about?
Well, I mean, it's
low-cal diet.
It's low-cal, but it's also because they provide you with the food, and then you create your own meal once a day from the Lean and Green menu. So it's five of theirs and then one of yours that you create. And then you look at their information. You are controlling, and they help you control your carbs, your sugar, your fat, your sodium intake, so that you have the perfect mix all day, along with your calorie count, to be on the best plan to be able to lose weight. And I'm telling you, I'm tracking about a pound a day.
Are you?
Yeah.
So that's good. You're to be congratulated.
Yeah.
All right. So Richie's on track. You can be on track as well, especially when you meet your goal or exceed your goal, which the support and your hard work and the right food will all add up to. The word is success. MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied so you won't feel hungry. Log on to MetaFastKen.com, enter Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, to save $50 on your purchase with the first part of your MetaFast meal order. 800-506-4115 is another way of being in touch. Again, you're going to use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. My suggestion is it might be easier for you to go to MetaFastKen.com, but if you're like me and you like to talk to an operator or a real human being, call 800-506-4115. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Celebrate a few birthdays, shall we? That's appropriate. I like to jump up and down on my birthday. Richie and Eddie Van Halen is more natural at it probably than am I. Wednesday, the 26th of January, Eddie Van Halen. How many Van Halens were there?
There's Eddie and Alex. And now there's Wolfgang, his son. The band has always been Eddie and Alex.
Is Eddie the one who was married to Bertinelli?
Yes, that's correct.
And is this their son, Wolfgang?
Now Wolfgang has joined them on bass.
Is Wolfgang Eddie and Valerie's son?
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right.
So now he tours with Eddie and Alex.
Yeah.
And I don't know who they have on singing. They don't really have a singer right now.
Do you think that Valerie Bertinelli gained all that weight because she was unhappy after they got divorced? Depressed? That's usually
why
people.
No, I think she had gained... she had gained the weight while they were married.
Oh, really?
So she was probably unhappy.
Probably depressed because he was out having sex with all those groupies.
You know, I don't know whether that was the case or not. I don't think so. I just think that they probably grew apart. Because she went on the diet after the divorce, right? As soon as they got the divorce is when she started going on the diet. And they are still friends. She just got married 2 weeks ago, and he attended the wedding.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
I attended. No, I didn't attend my wife's second marriage. I attended her divorce. So Eddie Van Halen, a Grammy Award-winning musician, the guitar player for Van Halen.
Guitar god.
Is he a guitar god?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Angela Davis, remember her, the commie civil rights activist, teacher in Berkeley. Remember her, Roberta? Angela Davis.
Yep.
Yeah. 1944, her birthday on this day, January 26th, 1944. So that makes her how old? She's 67, right? Scott Glenn is 70 today, the actor.
Yeah.
Good. I thought he was great in all the Silence of the Lambs, Hunt for Red October, Silverado. Remember what a bad guy Brian, great character actor. From the Boston.
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah. He was really bad.
Yeah.
Bad. It was Jeff Goldblum was a good guy in Silverado, and Kevin Kline.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't they all in that? They were all the good guys.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know who else birthday today? Robert George Euchre, catcher.
Yeah.
For the Milwaukee Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, Philadelphia Phillies, Atlanta Braves, and now a major league broadcaster still at the age
of 76. Wow.
God bless him. Just as funny, just as purely him as you can possibly imagine. Anita Baker's birthday is today. She's 53. Remember this song? It's really her hallmark song. Came close to winning a Grammy for this. So that voice of hers is something special. Isn't it, Richie? Listen to
yeah.
That. Quality of that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to have that voice whispering sweet nothings in your ear, Roberta.
Don't think it would quite work for me.
Roberta probably would work. Yeah. Why, you wouldn't consider dating a black lady?
No, you said, how would you like to have
that? Why would I want
to
date a lady of any color?
I'm talking to Rich.
Oh, okay.
You were saying, how would you like to have that voice?
No. Well, I'd like
that voice. I would love to have that voice.
Yeah, right. All right, Ellen DeGeneres' birthday is today. She's 53 as well. Now, I'm surprised. I didn't think she was that old. You surprised to hear that Ellen DeGeneres is 53 today?
No, not at all.
You're not.
It doesn't shock me, but I thought she was 49 or 50.
Yeah, I would have thought she was younger than that.
49, 50, or 53. I mean, you're talking four years?
Yeah, you should break that 5-0 mark, man.
Yeah. Well, age is a BS number. Come on. Andrew Ridgely is with the group Wham. I was going, oh, Wham. Guitarist, in fact, for George Michael's group Wham. And this was their signature song. What's the matter with my voice here? My tongue caught behind my eyes. You can't see what I'm saying. So, Andrew Ridgely's 48 today from Wham. 28 past the hour, keeping you high on the Good Day program.
More people are driving after age 70. A lot of people are worried about their older family members driving. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Right now, 1 in 7 drivers is over 70. By the time the last baby boomer turns 65, 1 in 4 drivers is going to be age 65 and older. Eleanor Ginsler heads up Livable Communities at AARP. We know that families are concerned about driving and getting older, so AARP and the Hartford and the MIT Age Lab have joined forces, providing online as a free course a program called We Need to Talk. Learn the signs that signal an older driver is having issues. Sometimes problems can be solved with a driving evaluation by an occupational therapist who can say, here's what you're doing well, here are exercises that can help you do better, here are some areas of concern. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Seems to go on forever and ever sometimes.
Yeah, some days more than others. This one's not too bad, though. It's moving along.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. Hopefully the host has something to do with that, and those who are coordinating and working, like Roberta Fasanelli, who's here along with Richie and me at 34 past the hour. I had an email from somebody named Susan Buch. How would you pronounce this? B-U-H-O-V-E-C-K-E-Y?
Buche.
Following on Twitter.
We'll have a look.
The question put forth by Miss Buche Vecchi.
Yeah.
Do women work harder than men? Do women work harder than men?
That's kind of an odd question.
How's that?
Because it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're digging ditches, no.
I've seen some women who were very capable and very good, better than men at digging ditches and doing other physical chores.
Well, I think part of the question is...
That's part of the army thing. Can the women serve in the trenches with the men?
Well, is that
some
the question?
Can?
Side
some
by
can.
Side, can women work harder than men? Or, like, for example, I go to work every day for 9-10 hours a day, and then I'm connected to work when I'm at home. Yet my wife is hauling the kids around, getting them ready, feeding them, helping them do their homework, all that stuff. Is it which job is harder? Is she working harder than I am? Most definitely, a lot of the time.
And now you're talking about physical work or also mental?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. Maybe the question ought to be, Susan, do women apply themselves better, not do women work harder? I was just Googled something here that I thought might be interesting, finding a series of surveys, this first one has 700 American workers. The Gallup poll suggests that 75% of employed women say their whole day is spent productively. Mm-hmm. Compared to 51% of working men. So 75% of the women surveyed say they are always, or most of the day, they're being productive, whereas only 51% of the men say they are productive all day long. What do? They talk about sports, but women, they waste time. This is a general statement. People just generally are tempted if they don't have enough to do. Perfect example. The other day I'm in the hospital here, the UCL Medical Center in Los Angeles. Tony had her arm amputated and is home now, by the way. Those of you who are interested in her progress, she walked into my house last night and we sat down and had a little chat. And she has her friend of hers did some seamstressing, is that the right word? Some stitching on a lot of her shirts so that she doesn't have a second arm already. She just has, the work was done to cut the fabric off and to take the excess and just sew it in so that it's a complete cover sort of there, and you can only see her one arm. And I, you know what, I'm digressing here just a second, but I'm going to. I was last night for the first time almost beginning to feel sorry for Tony. And then I realized that what she did and how she's approaching it, such a marvelous lesson for our children, for her friends, for people that she met in the hospital, for the folks that she now has befriended here in Los Angeles. Tony makes friends very readily. She has lots of friends. She was bemoaning the fact that one of her older friends has become a pain in the neck. And, you know, like she doesn't need this person as a pain in the neck because I have plenty of friends, she said. That was her quote. Those are her thoughts on it. And I started to think, a lot of people respond well to Tony because she's usually, at least in the reason, she decides how she wants to build up a relationship with somebody. She had a horrible relationship with my father for most of our marriage, and not much better with the stepmother. And to the point where now she has conversations with the stepmother, but, you know, take it or leave it, that sort of thing. But that's because she doesn't want to apply herself, because in her mind, someplace along the way, there was some kind of aggression. And so now, you know, she just kind of writes them off. And she had done that with me for a while, but I was determined because of the children not to have us go through the same foolishness that most other parents go through when they get divorced. So as a result of that, and I don't say this as a pat on the back for me or my ego, but it was something that I really wanted to do, I needed to do, and I feel good about her in my life now. And the fact that there are three people that she's closest to in her life, the two children and me. And so when she looks for the measure always, I think, of how well you know somebody or how much you trust them is what you ask them to do. And in this circumstance, Tony is very private. So the fact that she had the three of us, the two children and me, trained in how to give her this medication that she has to have to keep her, because she can feel the arm. This is the weirdest.
That is really odd.
Yeah. Weird.
Very,
she feels everything about her arm, including moving it. She can feel the fingers move, her wrist move around. She can feel all of it, even though it's not attached. There's nothing there.
Does she feel that when she thinks about reaching for something, or does it just happen?
It just happens.
At any time?
It happens as a normal neural translator of what might be happening.
You don't
still
tell your
arm
to move over here. You don't physically think, okay, lift my hand, move it over here, push this button.
It just
happens.
Richie, in the case of going through a door, and this was the other day when I was bringing her to the bathroom, the door is a swinging door, and it closes if you don't hold it open. I could see her the way she moved her body. She for a second wanted to put her arm that isn't there up against the jamb of the door. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's what I
thought you were going to say. She pushed the door open with one hand and went to catch it with the other.
I think this was the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
In a sense, the same sort of thing. And by the way, Tony is a good example of what we're talking about here, Roberta, in terms of working harder. Tony always was very smart about how she worked, whether she was a teacher or an administrator in a school or as a legal assistant, working in the law office, whatever she applied herself to. When she no longer worked and had to work full time, she took up pottery and artwork. And to this, I told this story on the air yesterday. To this day, she's still determined to be able to do that stuff with one arm. And she has spent her entire time at the hospital learning how to write legibly with her left hand to the point where her, you can look at her writing now and you almost can't tell that she is not using her right hand.
You just got to train your brain.
Almost, you just train it. It's all training. Yeah. And you do it in your mind as well as in your body. So anyway, I think we were talking
now
about
take that story and swing over to Gabby Giffords.
Yeah.
And how much function she will have lost because of the injuries.
Right.
And whether she will be capable of retraining other parts of her brain to take over where she has been
and
injured.
That's really what it is.
Lost and
that's what it
can.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. In a moment, shopping in New York City. Let's suppose you had a dollar and you had to buy something in New York.
Oh, I know where.
All right, hold on.
Oh, yes.
Don't get excited. And we're going to find out from Roberta about shopping in New York. And the reason we're going through this exercise is to give you a demonstration of how you can do the same thing in your community. Richie can do it in Washington. I can do it here in Los Angeles. But New York is probably the shopping hub of the country, if not for many people, the world. The shopping in New York City is like you can't find anywhere else. In my opinion, I think the stores, the shops, the way it's all put together is extraordinary what you can find in New York City. But if you only have a dollar, what can you get? Mm. Roberta, who is, by the way, remember, our queen of cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the Cheen of Queep. Good, Doug.
The Cheen of Queep.
I like that.
The Cheen of Queep, yes.
This is about 2.5 hours of sleep. The queen of cheap. Box with today's specials, this week's specials, this month's special, all kinds of special deals there at the Doug Steffen Good Day program, gooddayshow.com. We have a shopping spree scheduled for in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3. Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists has teamed up with Bristol-Myers Squibb and AstraZeneca to launch the Type 2 Talk, a new public health initiative aimed at improving the dialogue between patients with type 2 diabetes and their doctors. Dr. Robert S. Zimmerman of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and director of the Diabetes Center Cleveland Clinic explains.
As a practicing endocrinologist, I've noticed that a lack of effective dialogue can make it challenging to create a successful, comprehensive treatment program for each patient. The Type 2 Talk provides current insights, polls, and eye-opening facts in an effort to help patients and physicians work together to reach treatment goals.
The program's website, thetype2talk.com, brings a new perspective to the doctor-patient conversations by highlighting the unique viewpoints of each party, thus fostering a deeper mutual understanding of each other's needs. For more information on the Type 2 Talk program, including how to download free worksheets that can help improve conversations between patients and their healthcare team, visit www.thetype2talk.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Right, excuse me, I'm trying to get a little bunch of stuff out from the keys here.
You are?
What?
Oh, you know, keyboards are one of the dirtiest things.
I know, this is really dirty. I got that spray stuff that you have there now to clean up my stuff back on the farm, in the studio on the farm.
Well, the farm is no big deal because it's your germs. But, I mean, sitting there in the CRN studio with all of everybody's icky finger stuff all over that keyboard.
Speaking of icky, Michael Vick got his starting job back, got his he's in the – wasn't he in the playoffs? He was in the playoffs, wasn't he, his team? Wasn't he?
What? But they were in the playoffs. They got knocked out in the first round.
Right. He's a pro bowler.
Yes.
Once again. And now he has an endorsement. He's
really?
The people that make the
Puppy
football
chow?
Pads. Yeah, Purina. The people who make the football pads that he wore this season, Unequal Technologies, have asked him to sell their product. We're excited about it, said the chief executive officer, Rob Vito. Mr. Vito.
Mm.
A relation to you, Roberta? Roberta's got cousins everywhere. Vito.
No.
Yeah. All right. Let's spend some time. This is imagination. A public service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I want you to, unless you're driving, close your eyes and imagine that you have $1.
$1.
Only $1.
Let's suppose
you only had
$1
and you had to buy something in New York.
Well, buy what? Give me an example of something.
Anything. What can you get for a buck?
Okay, here's the store.
Cup of coffee?
There's quite a few.
Roll of paper
around.
Towels?
You can buy makeup.
Soap?
You can buy makeup.
Hot dog?
You can buy a dinner. You can buy
candy
drinks.
Bar?
You could buy...
Why do you buy dinner for a dollar? What are you talking about? Drinks.
Several
Are you talking about with all the coupons that there are?
No. You can buy underwear. You can buy pantyhose. You can buy school supplies. You can buy
a new car,
cards. You could buy wrapping material.
All right, okay, what's the secret?
Jack's 99-cent store.
99.
That's the place. Jack's 99-cent store.
So there is still really
store.
A dollar store because most of the dollar stores have turned into $5 stores.
No, this is a real dollar store, and they even have foodstuffs for 99 cents.
Foodstuffs like what?
You could actually go in there and get like little frozen dinner type things. You can buy milk, eggs, cheese. I'll go in there all the time, you know, and grab a snack in there. It's amazing. I buy my reading glasses in there. You know, as you get older, you need the reading glasses.
Not me.
99 cents. I buy
it.
If I need some sunglasses in a hurry, 99 cents.
Roberta, did you hear about Doug and his reading glasses story yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He went to the studios of CRN, and Jennifer had to come let him in because whoever was supposed to meet him there with the key was late. So Jennifer gets on her way in her pajamas to come meet him. And when she's in the car and pulling out of the driveway, he calls her back and says, I forgot my reading glasses back at the house. Does your dad have any here? Jennifer, just happened to be staying at her dad's house, pulled back into the driveway, went and got him some reading glasses and brought them to the studio for him.
That's very funny.
Nice deal, right?
See, who doesn't need reading glasses?
No, I need.
So if you're in New York and all you've got is a buck, go to Jack's 99 cent store. There's one right down the street on 32nd Street from Penn Station. There's another one up on 40th Street. Now, they have an upper section which has stuff that's more than 99 cents, but still the stuff up there, I'd say, is at least 75% off what you would normally pay.
If you wanted to buy heroin...
In the Asian
country where it comes from, you could buy enough to make $100,000 with a dollar over there. People have no idea how much. Oh, it's amazing. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
The best part of waking up is Folgers. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The State of the Union, what the President said and the reaction to it. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. As expected, many Democrats and Republicans were sitting side by side last night, and then everybody stood up.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Yeah! Didn't take long for President Obama to call attention to the mixed seating and to one who wasn't there.
We're also mindful of the empty chair, and we pray for the health of our colleague and our friend, Gabby Giffords.
And there is more good news on that front, as Gabrielle Giffords' condition has been upgraded to good. More about that in a few moments. As for the substance of the speech, to no one's surprise, the State of the Union focused on the economy, and that included cutting the deficit, the president calling for a freeze on domestic spending for the next 5 years, starting with this year.
This would reduce the deficit by more than $400 billion over the next decade, and will bring discretionary spending to the lowest share of our economy since Dwight Eisenhower was president.
Reaction. Larry Sabato is director of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. His overall reaction to the address.
It was a pleasant, uplifting speech that pretty much fit the post-Tucson mood. This was a kumbaya moment in the House chamber anyway, with all that mixed seating.
What about some of the specifics in the speech?
I don't think there's any question that most of the speech was thematic, and many of the specific proposals were just cotton candy. They taste good, but they're not very filling.
Very descriptive. Anything else?
The highlight of the speech actually was not from President Obama. It was the atmosphere in the House chamber. For once, everybody was on their best behavior.
Oh, and one more thing that some folks keep track of. The number of times President Obama was interrupted by this. Applause. There were 76 applause interruptions last night as compared to 89 last year, if that means anything to you. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Quiet midweek skiing and riding the way it should be. Some spots in the west with fresh snow. In the east, more comfortable temperatures and a great chance to get out to enjoy that snow. Like at Stratton in southern Vermont, up over 90 runs as they cruise on 37 miles. Couple of high-speed quads and high-speed six-packs at Stratton. Smuggler's Notch on three peaks and over 70 runs as they continue at full operation. Wachusett in Massachusetts with up over 20 runs. They ride until 10 o'clock tonight. Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania down to over a couple of dozen runs. They have skiing until 8 o'clock tonight. On to Wisconsin, where Devil's Head has 25 runs as they have near full operation. On to Colorado, Breckenridge in the last week has picked up about 3 feet of fresh snow. including a couple of new inches of snow yesterday. They have over 2,300 acres open at Breckenridge. Vail Coors is down 193 runs with over 30 lifts. They've scored almost 40 inches of fresh snow in the last week. Steamboat, plenty of fresh powder and packed powder, 165 runs and almost 3,000 acres. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 3 points yesterday, closing at 11,977. S&P gained less than a point. NASDAQ up 2. Crude oil down $1.68 a barrel to $86.19. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' condition has been upgraded from serious to good. She is being moved from the intensive care unit of a Houston hospital to a rehab center on its campus. According to a press release from the hospital, Giffords has made strong progress in the neurointensive care unit. The hospital says doctors agree Giffords can be transferred to the rehab hospital sometime today, pending review of her medical condition. Well, earlier this week in the Northeast, it was the brutal cold that many people had to deal with.
Definitely very cold. It is January.
And today, the East Coast dealing with yet another winter storm. Snow, sleet, rain changing to all snow tonight. A half a foot of snow or more expected in the New York City area by tomorrow morning. And finally, the Oscar nominations are out. Yes, you can't talk Academy Awards without that overblown fanfare. In any case, if you missed yesterday's announcement of the nominees, here they are, along with the obligatory, nobody asked me, but I'll tell you what I think anyway. Best Picture, 10 nominees.
Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winner's Bone.
You got all that? Good. The King's Speech should win, but The Social Network will win. Best Actor, Colin Firth should win for The King's Speech, and he will win. Best Actress, Natalie Portman will win for Black Swan, but you know who should win? Haley Steinfeld from True Grit.
You got a lot of experience with bounty hunters, do you?
That is a silly question. I am 14.
The problem is, this teenage sensation is in the Best Supporting Actress category, despite the fact she's in every scene in True Grit. There you go. As I said, nobody asked, but I told you anyway. Anyway, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com. For more information and to find a store near you.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.